How did marriage work in the Bible? Was there a contract like there is today? Now, this is going to blow your minds. Marriage in the Bible was way more serious than it is today. Way more serious. In the Bible, they would make a marriage covenant. It would be a vow that you would swear by your life to commit to your end of the agreement. Okay? Your vows, your promises, a covenant. Get this, I'm not making this up. They would take an animal. In Genesis 15, they would take an animal and slice it down the middle, cut it in two. And they would lay half on one side and half on the other. Sorry, kids, but you gotta know this. And they would walk down the middle. They would pass through the middle and they would say, "May this happen to either one of us who breaks this vow." That is a marriage covenant, okay? Did you want to know where we got walking down the aisle at a wedding? It isn't because we started meeting in Billings. It is to say, I am solemnizing my vows for all these people that I swear by my life to keep it. I know. This is crazy, isn't it? A covenant. You cannot get more serious vows than this. Just imagine if we brought this back. Why aren't you guys laughing? Just imagine. What happened to Joe? Oh, he broke his covenant. He died. That's what you're saying when you make a covenant vow. The divorce rate would be zero if we brought this back. Doesn't that raise the seriousness of what you're doing? Anytime you read the word covenant in the Bible, this is what is happening. They are swearing by their life to uphold their end of the bargain. Jeremiah 34 brings it up explicitly. Because you have broken the terms of our covenant, this is God talking, I will cut you apart just as you cut apart the calf when you walked between its halves to solemnize your vows. Yes, I will cut you apart, whether you're officials in Judah, Jerusalem, court officials, priests, doesn't matter, common people, you have broken your oath. Do you know what this specifically was over? This is for you, antagonist. It was over slavery. God was mad because they would not let their slaves go free after 6 years. That's exactly what's going on here. And he's saying, you didn't keep your end of the covenant. Well, today's marriage contracts are weak compared to a covenant marriage. So if you ask me to do your wedding, I'm bringing a goat. I'm kidding. But wouldn't that be cool? The screaming goats. So the answer is this. Biblical marriage was a covenant. You're swearing by your life, I will stay with you no matter what. And marriage today has lost its seriousness. We will do it until it doesn't work out, until it's hard, and then we'll try something else.